The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One approach to practicing mindfulness is to have mindfulness help you go back to the source, of where your life begins, source of where your response to life, your reactions, your beliefs, a source of kind of your whole lived life. Because if you can go back to the source, then you can be there at the very beginning and affect how it unfolds. It's like getting back to the beginning of a spring. You follow the river back, and you get to the spring where the river arises from. And then you can drink the pure spring water before it gets, you know, dirty and polluted as it goes down the mountain. Or you can understand the source and maybe direct the water in a different way and more useful way. So the idea is to get back to the source. And the primary source in the teachings of the Buddha is the present moment. And it's your own direct experience in the present moment. So rather than needing to go back to some, you know, historical source in yourself and understand that, and rather than understanding some metaphysical source that's inside of yourself or in the world, the source, the beginning, the foundation of what we're looking for is available to us here in the present moment in our direct experience. How we hear a sound, how we see a sight, how we feel our body against a cushion, how we feel our feet against the floor, how we taste our food, the movements of our body, how we're aware of thoughts, how we're aware of emotions and feelings that arise. These things arise in the present moment, and they also sooner or later, in the context of the present moment, will pass away. And that's the source, that's the beginning. And that way, the beginning begins every new moment. That's the source for what follows. And so it doesn't require a lot of digging, or any digging at all, probing and looking, and some original beginning. It's just kind of being very present to this moment's experience. Because if you're really here at this moment's experience, then everything will follow from here. And then you have some choice about what follows, what arises, what's next. How do you hold this present moment? How do you step? How do you do the next step? How do you enter the next moment? So as we're here this morning, you might give some attention to your capacity to be in the present moment with your direct experience. You all have that ability, and it's an ability which is underutilized because we often go off in our thoughts of past and future. We often get involved in more complex worlds of our analysis and commentary about what's going on. And any analysis and commentary has its origin in some kind of experience in the present moment. And so we want to come back to that over and over again. That's the source. And so you might this morning explore your source in this very simple experience of the present moment, here and now. Great. Thank you.